Summer TV. It's like SPF 100. It's GRD's Weekly.
Indeed it is. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the ships at sea, to GRD's Weekly episode
227.
I thought I was going to catch you on that one.
No.
I know. And yes, we're not doing our
227 minutes.
I hate the both of you for keeping me from doing that show.
Oh, I kept you so much from doing this.
The both of you outvoted me. That's two against one.
Oh, okay.
I can't do it if I'm outvoted. So this will not be
and a Mary beloved, didn't get a vote.
This will not be a beloved look at the Marla Gibbs DC set starring Hal Williams. And let's not forget Regina King got her start there, if I'm not mistaken, as her daughter.
Okay.
She did.
She's in a ton of stuff.
Okay.
Do you know who Regina King is?
Probably.
Anyway, hi, everybody. This is not the Marla Gibbs Mary 227 episode. It's not. So we're probably talking about something else. And the people that will be talking about those things today are gathered around the table now. Well, look, the lady who's getting tired of tons of stuff, it's the Flinstress.
Okay, sweetie, this started out fun, but I'm over it.
I understand that.
Yeah.
The man that's more open with his feelings, it's the Bruce.
I love Sasquatch.
Well, that's good for you. And the man making amazing confessions, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I have a slight inferiority complex.
But I'm trying really hard to get over it. So, hey, what have you been doing, geeky?
What's the opposite of an inferiority complex? A superiority complex? Superiority.
I mean, yeah. That kind of...
That's what you've got.
A Republican.
Oh, that's the...
Snap.
Not cool, Bruce.
What? Oh, really?
This is not the show for that. Although, can I say just for a moment real quickly?
Sure.
If it was, I was very tempted. A news story that I found is that two Republicans running for Congress, the guy who lost says that his opponent is a body double.
I think I saw something
life
about
model
that.
Decoy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's like...
Yeah, that's. I'm glad we didn't vote that guy in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, he'd be the only one that could save us. Keep watching the skis.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with our future robot overlords. You know, I'm
sure
ready for
you are.
It.
Uh-huh.
Sure. We've been doing tons of geeky stuff because it's been a while since we did a show. And there's no way that I remember it all. So I'll just hit you with the highlights. I've been watching a lot of the World Cup, which isn't really all that geeky. But I did find a way to stream it at work and put it up on the big screen. So that, and then like all of the kids who are there for summer school, not all of them, but like all the ESL kids and some of the other kids, their teachers let them come in and watch at least like part of the game. So
in other words, the kids who not studied through the year
right.
have to come back for summer school and now they're not studying again.
Not all of our summer school program is taking something again. Sometimes
however,
it's just like extra enrichment and stuff like that. So, but yes, a fair amount of them were there because they failed the first
they
time.
They sucked the first time.
In fairness, I absolutely remember watching like the first round of ACC games
mm-hmm.
at school because it was North Carolina and by God, what else were you going to do?
Yeah. Well, right,
I mean, the teacher would be watching it at their desk with headphones anyway.
So,
hey, the teacher was getting paid. They already passed this class.
That's true. So yeah, I set the whole thing up in the library and streamed it and I was worried about the bandwidth. At the beginning of the game, it started to glitch a little bit because they were saying the game was going to crash the internet in the United States, but it actually held up okay. So that was pretty fun. That makes it geeky because
this is with the Germany
found a way
game,
to watch
right?
it.
You know,
the U.S. Germany game.
You know, the year 2000 is going to crash every computer too.
Dun dun dun. But I didn't have to use my get out of work pass from Jürgen Klinsmann. Did you see
nice.
That going around on the internet where he had written a show this get your boss. Give this to your boss, and this says you don't have to go to work today.
Get out of work free. For the World Cup.
Right, for the World Cup. Well, every other country in the world had it a national holiday.
Yeah, but they actually like soccer.
No, whatever. Stop. I know of quite a few people whose offices did.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a much bigger following for soccer, football, whatever you want to call it,
football.
Whatever you want to call it. Just like hockey has sort of, over the last 5 years, all of a sudden it's more pronounced than it was. There's like this bubbling of fans, and it's boom. So, you know, the next time this rolls around, the amount of people that have participated in like the public viewings, like in Richmond and stuff,
yeah.
is like they doubled between like the last two, but like between the last one and this one, it's like they quadrupled or something.
Well,
I think.
It has to do with the American psyche of we're actually sort of kind of good at it, competitive.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, we only
yes.
care about
not
it.
Not a sport if we can't win.
If we can't even get close to winning. I mean, we're ranked 13th in the world. I mean, that you know, I believe that we can win. We have an actual shot at this.
We got out of the deal of death, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, the group of death.
Group of death.
Uh-huh.
Which is never a good sign that you're in trouble. And you weren't exactly the fourth ranked team. We were the fourth ranked team in the group of death.
You know what would really help? You know what really help the sport in this country?
Guns.
Oh God!
FIFA not being arrogant ignorant assholes.
And corrupt. But
corrupt,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you, John Oliver.
I am not some fair weather fan. I played soccer my whole life, and I've always been obsessed with the World Cup and the Olympics. Like, those are the two things that I will dominate our television. I'll be like, I'm sorry, just got to watch it.
Yeah.
Damn it, part curling.
Part of our deal. I will watch curling. Yes. I will watch kayaking.
Yes, she will.
I will watch all of it.
She watches the goddamn one where they like ski, stop, and shoot with a rifle.
Yeah, by
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's not.
Unless you're so James Bond.
Unless you're studying to be James Bond. There's no fucking point in that. I mean, if you're a kid and you're like, okay, well, I want to do swimming and diving. Okay, you can turn that into something like, what the hell, other than James Bond, what the hell can you turn that into?
Dinner?
Hunting, right. Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Food.
You know, I'd prefer boots. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we've watched a bunch of movies, kind of some older movies, and sometimes I fall asleep, and sometimes I stay awake, but they've been pretty fun. We watched Robin and Marian.
Yes.
Which is from the 70s or
from
60s?
From the 70s.
From the 70s. And Sean Connery, this is between his young James Bond time and his old Indiana Jones 4 time. So he's like 46 or something. But he's handsome.
So he's mid-Highlander days.
this is pre-Highlander.
This is pre-Highlander.
Yeah. Oh, pre-Highlander.
He's still got mostly black hair.
This is a year or two before Zardoz.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This movie is really sexist. Really. I mean, like, he's like, no, you're doing what I say, and I'm going to knock you out and throw you over my shoulder and take you to Sherwood Forest.
He did.
I'm good with that.
Well, what she's leaving out is, this is the latter story. This is not the Robin Hood that you know. This is, okay, they did all that, and then he went off and fought with the king for 20 years and comes back.
Yeah, so it's like what happened next.
Yeah.
So, and it was definitely pretty interesting and fun, and there were good moments.
Audrey
there.
Hepburn is Maid Marian.
Give me the booty, Maid Marian. Is that what it is? I'm a gone 20 years. Give me the booty.
Well, that's going to be an issue since she's basically a nun now.
You can nun for everybody else. You won't give me some.
There were some pretty funny moments, like the whole "I'm getting too old for this shit" kind of moments, you know, where they're going to make their escape, climbing up the wall, and they get about halfway through, and he's like, "This used to be a whole lot easier," you know. So there were definitely some fun moments in the movie. We also watched Cary Grant and I don't remember who else in Topper.
Topper. And Roland that's Young is Topper.
Where, like, it's not exactly a spoiler because it happens earlier in the movie, and also it's like 60 years. old.
Yeah, but you don't spoil this.
It's 77 years old.
Damn. I mean, I knew it was in black and white and all, but yeah. So like they die in a car accident.
Sure.
But they're these like fun-loving people, and so they're like, "Well, we haven't made it to heaven yet. Maybe we need to do some good deeds." So they go to try to like help somebody have fun. They basically get this guy drunk and like teach him how to have a good time.
Yep.
And that's their good deed. And they hope to
this
get into
to
heaven.
This needs to be remade. This would be a buddy comedy with Seth Green and with Seth Rogen.
Maybe Charlize Theron could be a good, she could work.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. But
James Franco.
But yeah, so to put this in its proper time and place, the statement was made to which Cosmo Topper, because that's his name, great name.
Oh, yeah.
Based on a novel, actually, based on the novel Topper, gets to say the following line. Well, I haven't beat my wife. Well, at least not yet.
Yeah. It was also a different time.
Oh, come on. That's still a great line. You can still use that line now. I haven't beat my wife. Well,
No. But see,
he genuinely meant
that.
He meant like he was thinking about that as an option.
No, that's right. She has been on my case. I haven't beat her, but maybe.
Well, first I'll get a sports car and go have a midlife crisis.
Get a contraption.
Right, a contraption. That car was sweet.
That's what Mrs. Topper calls it, is a contraption.
Contraption, huh?
Yeah, it was a fun little movie. I fell asleep during the Marx Brothers movies that we were watching.
Day at the Races.
Haven't seen that one in a very long time. I've seen, you know, Duck Soup, Animal Crackers, and some of that.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't seen Day at the haven't seen that one in a while.
Sometimes their bits go on a little bit long for me, like the whole thing with the ice cream and the books, and it was just kind of like, okay, this is funny, but maybe it's my attention span. But
really?
Yeah, that whole bit just went on just a shade too long for me.
So if they could just break everything down to a meme for you,
whatever. Yeah, okay.
You know you got a problem with memes.
That's probably about right. Yeah. I need a GIF of Vine. If it doesn't fit in a Vine, I don't want it.
You know you got an ADD problem when memes are too long.
We waste time on amusement. On with the pretender.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we have a phone
ringing. It's a phone that nobody calls.
I'm not getting up, so.
Okay. Anyway, we also watched Frozen.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know.
No, we talked about that last time.
Did we talk about that
last
time?
Yes, because.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Because
I hadn't seen it.
Because
it feels like a long time
ago. Not as good as people say it is.
Just kidding. We also played some video games. We played Mario Party 2.
Mario Party 2.
The Electric Boogaloo?
Oh, the back in the day Mario Party, like the second Mario Party.
How did you get this from, like, Nintendo's game program?
Yeah, it's through Club Nintendo, like, all the time, you know, when you register games and stuff, you earn coins, blah, 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 and they have stuff that you can get. And they every month they have a couple of games you can get. So, for, you know, I picked up Mario Party 2, which was...
And you had to dig out your old, like, WaveBird controllers, right?
Well, they were hooked up before, but we haven't hooked up the Nintendo since we moved, you know, because we rearranged in there.
Yeah, I saw
the living room. So, yeah, I had to find those. I'm still missing one of the connectors, but that's all right. That's all right. We've got three working WaveBirds at the moment. The fourth one will work as soon as I find the thing. But I've got GameCube controllers.
Definitely pixelated on our big HD TV.
It was never meant to be.
Not meant for that.
On a 50-inch flat screen.
Yeah,
never meant for that.
Not meant for that.
And not for that freaking monstrosity you have in there.
That's it.
Not meant
And that's
for that.
Why I haven't been all that motivated to go watch the World Cup live anywhere, at a bar or anywhere else, because I'm like, I have a big TV, and there's not thousands of dumb people, so I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah, you got like half a dozen dumb people.
I know. Yeah. That's my maximum capacity for dumb people. But it was still fun because it's still a fun game to play, except the controls didn't really match up, or the colors didn't match up with the letters.
The colors didn't match the buttons because we're using a WaveBird, which is a GameCube controller, and the game was on the N64.
Oh.
So
yeah, it's retro upon retro
retro. You just want to just do everything, can't you?
Well, if you bought like the actual classic controller they recommend for the systems, the stuff would make sense. But I don't like those. I like my WaveBird. Well, just like when I get my new Nintendo, they've made a goddamn thing to hook up where you can use WaveBirds on that. And I will be using my WaveBirds for the rest of my life.
Okay, just get a damn Sharpie and color the damn buttons on your controller the right way.
No, it still says A and B, and it's just
so
the
colors and sometimes the letters are different as well.
Yeah, so I'm saying you just recolor the controller.
No.
Yes, yes, it does. You just don't want to do it.
But it was still pretty fun.
Then when you play a GameCube game,
then you have other controllers.
Doesn't work. Okay. You're wrong.
Anyway, it was fun. And we've also been playing Sherlock Holmes video games.
The
Testament of Sherlock Holmes. And we're going to play some more of that this afternoon after my nap. And it's been a pretty fun game, and it's got some good puzzles. And
it's we really haven't found out what the overall plot's going to be, though I predict there is somebody who is trying to set up Sherlock Holmes. That much has been kind of made obvious because the thing you do at the very beginning is like finding this watch, necklace, whatever the hell it was. And you show it to the guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Holmes puts it into the safe. Next day, there's a story about how the one in the safe was a fake. And now,
so the guy confirmed it, and the last person to touch it was Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
So somebody set out to, like...
So now stories are starting to be written.
I get the feeling it's going to end up with something being elementary.
You know, possibly.
But it's fun.
Spoilers!
Yeah, except that it's like... I don't know. It's not open world, which would be really, really cool. So you have to do like certain things, and you have to do them in the order.
It is a PC point and click game that's on the Xbox.
So it's fun, but it's not. You don't have to think like Sherlock Holmes. It's just like
I don't.
Sometimes yes.
I mean, because you still because the places don't open up that you get to go until you find the evidence for it. So
the
once
deduction
you find
book is good.
The deduction book and the puzzles, you do have to think like Holmes to get through all
it's
of them.
It's true. So it was pretty fun.
That's why I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. We had one more episode of Game of
that
Thrones
is correct.
To talk about,
yep.
Right? Okay, that's what I thought. The finale of Game of
the
Thrones.
The finale.
Wow. And so on the podcast that I listen to,
go.
Beyond the Wall, which is P.G. Holyfield and Christiana Ellis and Cheech and Viv and Nutty, they had a contest on their website where, and I haven't been able to check back in with them yet to see if I won, but
she
I don't
doesn't want to
I
look.
Don't think, I don't want to look. I feel like they would have contacted me. Anyway, you could have, you play the contest to predict what was the very last scene, the very last image that they leave you with, right? And I was off by like, 90 seconds, maybe?
2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. So I had predicted that it was Tywin Lannister on the shitter with the the arrow sticking out of him, and that's how they were going to cut away. And so when they get to that, like right at the end of the episode, I'm like, I got this. And then Arya, which we needed, obviously, we needed that last little bit. And it wouldn't have worked if that had been before and that had been after.
Right.
That was the way that it needed to end. But I was just like, why didn't I think of that?
Arya leaving on the ship going, I'm actually free. I was thinking more Love Boat, but go ahead.
Right. Yes.
Oh, what was really great is whatever we watched before we watched that,
yeah,
we started watching like after being on like 5 minutes or whatever, DVR. So when it got to Tywin, it's at the clock is about where it should be for the episode to be over. So she's, yes, celebrating. Just, yeah. You would have thought it was the World Cup the way you were celebrating. It was awesome.
And it was like a t-shirt for the prize. I just wanted to be right. I just wanted to.
Yeah, you don't care about the prize. Right. You just want to win.
I just wanted to win.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. Yeah.
But there was a lot going on in that episode. I got into a discussion with my friend about how he still liked the penultimate episode better, the one where they were at the wall.
Yeah, they're fighting.
But I know, but this one we got to see, you know, Stannis Baratheon make it to the wall. We got to see, you know, Tyrion wrap things up, if you will. And Shay, talk about somebody deserving it. Woo. And then so we got to see like the resolution of a lot of plot points. You know, Arya and the Hounds and Brienne and the Hounds. Talk about a deviation from the book that I just absolutely loved, because they never cross paths in the book. But it worked so perfectly in the show.
Certainly
the battle was
did.
Epic. I read an article about Brienne and how into it they were. They were like super serious.
Yeah.
Super serial, guys. It took days to film it, and they were like, a lot of the falling and stuff was really real.
That's why they didn't cast Harrison Ford. He just would have shot her.
And first, too.
Yeah.
Right, he would have invented a gun on the spot and then shot her.
Throw the crossbow.
Throw the sword.
Yeah.
Fine.
And then
a little crossbow, a little minion.
I love the fact he was just walking, he's just dragging the damn thing behind him. Yeah. Just like, yep, I'm gonna shoot my daddy. I'm gonna shoot my daddy.
Well, I don't know if he necessarily the way that it went in the show. I don't know that his intention was to kill him at the beginning. Like, as he's going upstairs, I think he wanted to have a confrontation with him. He did not expect to see Shay in the bedroom, which is a total hypocrisy on Tywin's part, because Tywin has always been anti-whores, right? Like, pious than thou, you know?
This was a little more than that.
It was the whole, he doesn't want the whole connection with one. It was just, he used her. He was done. He was downstairs, you know.
You don't give her your heart, you give her $5.
Yeah. In fairness, he specifically said, don't say that again. Mm-hmm. So the man's own fault, he's dead.
Oh, right.
Man's
own
fault, he's dead. One of the biggest lessons that Tywin ever taught Tyrion Lannister was you have to follow through. You can't say something and not mean it. And he said, don't say that again, and he did, and he had to do it.
After the first one, you think he would have learned.
You think?
Yeah, you know, he's probably serious.
Yeah, I'm not talking my way out of this.
You were my favorite son the whole time, you little bastard.
Yeah.
That's why I had to be rougher on you, so people wouldn't think I was picking favorites. Yeah, yeah.
I did not expect Cersei to come clean. You knew something kind of had to come to a head there, but I didn't expect her to just straight up tell him.
That was happening, yeah.
Yeah. Come to a head.
I didn't
you let that go. And then Varys at the end, he hears the bells ring and he goes, oh God, something happened. I might as well just get on this boat.
Yep.
His face, he didn't have to say anything.
He was like, I'm going to go back to my,
what did you do? Because he knew as soon as he saw Tyrion come, he's like, it took you too long to get up here. What the hell did you just do? Yeah. Just in general, that was really well done.
So yeah, I mean, you know, if you did not escort him to that boat, I'm sorry, you're a fool. You're a fool.
All right, I'm gonna get on the boat too.
Yeah, but there was also a lot of talk, and you know, Lena Headey plays Cersei Lannister. has been in the media a lot about like things she puts on Instagram and Twitter and things that could potentially be spoilers.
Yeah.
And she put up a bunch of stones in the formation of a heart.
Yeah,
nice.
And people were theorizing that character was going to like be the last scene of this.
Lady Stoneheart. Yes, of
course. I was trying not to say anything spoilery, but
it's not going to be in the show.
See, I don't know.
No, they said flat out. They had a conversation with the actress,
and Lost said everything would completely make sense scientifically.
Right.
Yeah. It did, just different science.
Uh-huh. I mean, I actually think I'm okay with that because, I mean, I don't visually necessarily want to see that, even though I've seen some very good fan art of it that is like, ooh, okay. But, yeah, if that's a change that they make for the show, I'll be okay with it.
Yeah, she's not going to be showing up.
Well, see, that really messes me up because that was my call for last shot.
Was it?
Yep. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Because then everyone would have been sitting there just screaming at their TV, because now it's like, oh, we're sailing away. There's hope coming up, possibly. That way there'd be like, oh, God, everybody is totally effed on this show.
Right.
Of course they are. Game of Thrones.
But that would have been the smack across the mouth that you had to just feel the sting of until next year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And Bran finally making it to the tree.
Yep.
You know, I thought the whites, the skeletons, were really well done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, if we learn one thing from Jason and the Argonauts, it's that skeletons animated are hard to do.
Yes. Somebody loved them some Ray Harryhausen
on this. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, yes. it's the Harryhausens.
The other White Walkers, because they're basically, you know, zombies, so you can use any Walking Dead techniques that exist to make them look decrepit and falling apart. But that had to be straight up CGI, and there was never a moment where I didn't feel like that was real.
And then, of course, you get the Hordor Hulk.
Hodor smash. Yeah, but I do love that the character is consistent in that he like will not fight back until Bran takes him over, and then he'll do what he's like, I'm big and I'm strong, but he just doesn't have it in him.
Yeah, he's too peaceful.
Yeah,
he's way too peaceful until you make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry or when he's Bran.
I thought the children were done very well. She looked really good, and it's going to be interesting to see where we go from here.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Additionally, we watched a couple episodes of Arrow. We're still not quite caught up yet with Arrow.
We're very close,
but we're getting closer to caught up with Arrow, and that's good. Black Canary is in there all
Suicide
the time.
Squad
so episode. Yeah, we're on the Suicide really Squad. Really, yeah. So it's just really very well done. I like the whole Scooby Gang. They're all just doing great. So. And we've been watching John Oliver's show last week.
Yeah.
And he's just, he's so freaking clever. Like everything he does. If you're not watching that show, you should check it out. We've also caught one episode of the...
I'm not a dingo.
Gosh, that was awesome. That whole bit
Here's
was
Steve
great.
Buscemi tap dancing. It's sensationalism, but... Hey, we're gonna.
This is engaging people without, you know.
We're gonna Skype George R. R. Martin. Hey, George, what you doing? I just killed three of your characters.
Yeah,
they're your favorites too.
And we haven't. I've only watched the one episode, but the Will Wheaton Project.
Yes.
Have you been watching that?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a very, very good. Some are more hit and miss, but he's starting to hit his stride a little bit more.
Because in the first episode that I saw, it seemed like he had a hard time like not laughing at the jokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they were
like,
funnier.
He's like, I'm on TV, you know. And I was just kind of like, all right, dude, get it together, fanboy. He's having fanboy geeking out.
I can really see in his eyes. I told you, Effer's eye would be more something besides Wesley. Shut up.
I know, right? Crush this.
He's the Wesley Crushers.
Yeah,
they named their team after me.
I feel like I don't know. Like I probably have 30
I feel like
more
you don't know either.
That I'm forgetting, but I'm just going to say that has been my geeky sleep.
I have been watching Heroes of Cosplay, the second season of that's come up.
They finally made the sequel to Heroes?
Yes. they are doing a lot less of the drama-ish type stuff.
Oh.
There's a little bit more on the cosplay aspects of it. But,
like how to make the costumes and everything?
Yeah, it's just how the costumes are made. You know, it's just a little bit more of that.
Okay.
Versus that's what I would actually like to see versus
yes.
I don't like her because she's a bitch.
Yeah, they took a lot of that out.
Good.
Which is really, really nice. They're more getting along. They've added a couple of characters. And there's like, it's two new kids that were just getting into it. And it's kind of fun. It's an enjoyable show. It's still the Yaya Han show, of course.
Yaya Han.
Let's see. I've been working a lot with either my day job, night job, whatever. And the other job that I've been doing is making the cornhole boards. And I know. Because you're not from the South. That's still giggly to you. I still giggly to me, too.
Or other places. Ooh, foreshadowing.
Yes. Now, I did have a little bit of an accident with a nail gun.
You pooped yourself? Oh.
Yeah. The nail gun misfired and fired a second round. And if you've ever worked with nail guns, really... high pressure, big nail guns.
Like the ones with the compressors?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
The first round fired into the piece of wood, and then when it recoiled, a second round fired. And you see this little scar here in my finger?
Yeah.
That's where it went in, about 3/4 of the way.
Did it break the bone?
No. Missed the bone.
Wow.
Missed the bone. However, it didn't miss the nerves. Where my first reaction was, oh shit, and then it was a 3.5-inch long nail that was a good bit of diameter. I wanted to bring the nail and show it to you, but it's a good diameter nail, and it also had rings on it so it would stay in place. And I'm like, the first thing that it's like, pull it out. And I went to yank it the first time, and it didn't come out. So I'm kind of pulling like 2 or 3 times to pull this damn thing out of my finger.
Did you go to the hospital?
Well, yeah, later.
He wrapped electrical tape around it and finished his job. He's a man.
Actually, I went inside for about 15 minutes, put a bandage on it, went back outside and continued to work. Same. I didn't go to the doctor. That happened at like 9:30. I didn't go to the doctor until like 3 until I was like done for the day. I have most of the
feeling. What do you mean there's an infection? You got to take it off, and time was of the essence, and I should have been here hours ago.
Yeah, really. I did have to get a tetanus shot only because it'd been 9 years since I had had my last one. They last 10 years, but.
And you actually took it, Mr. Man? You
yeah.
F that.
No, I actually went in.
Better
I was like,
safe
listen.
Than sorry.
I was like, hey, I like to chew my food in a week from now.
Better
so.
Safe than sorry from the guy that took 3 hours to see a doctor. Okay.
Oh, no, three, six.
Yeah.
It happened. It's 9:30 in the morning. I went to the doctor at 3.
What? Why don't you just name yourself Chet Awesome Laser?
So the top of my finger, top of the inside of my middle finger, of course, when I get to show up, it's this one. I'm have most of the sensation back now. It's really weird when it was just numb there, and I just you'd brush over it or you'd pour water on your hand. It's like I feel it. Oh, I don't feel it there. So crazy. I have most of the sensation back in my hand now.
Mostly.
Yeah, it's still a little
sorry,
numb
I thought
to
of a
touch.
Very terrible. Direction for this. Okay. It's like cheating on yourself. All right.
Wow. But
dude, completely inappropriate.
And which was really weird. It's like I tell people about this is the first question I get asked. You take a picture of it? No, asshole. The first thing I thought was get the damn nail out of my hand.
See, then you weren't.
The second thought was I should take a picture.
You weren't thinking of going viral.
That's no, I was not. I was thinking about
thinking of preventing viral.
I was thinking about screaming.
Well, eventually, 6 hours later, he was thinking of preventing.
Yeah. Oh,
viral.
Yeah. Everybody's asking, "Hey, did you take a picture of it?" No, I didn't take a picture of it. I have
that
a picture.
Is so many people's first instinct is to capture. Yeah. You know, you see something horrific happening, and
one moment in time.
No, go help the person. Don't take a picture of it.
Yeah, put the freaking camera down and get the nail out of his finger.
If I was there, I might have thought to take a picture.
Yes, and if somebody else was there, I'd be completely understanding. It's like, oh, wait, take a picture of that.
Okay, now go take care of your injury.
And my first thought would have been, I got a nail gun here. Stand next to me.
Well, you're obviously really good at using it, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Not brilliant. And the thing is, I had no other problems with that nail gun the rest of the damn day. It learned its lesson. So, let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much been my, you got through everything else, pretty much been my geeky week.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Like I said, I've been working a lot.
Oh, and we did a lot of geeky things.
You're calling everybody else lazy, Bruce?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, I am.
Dick, all right. Well, I watched a little thing called Night and Fog. It's a 1955 documentary about concentration camps, their discovery, the people behind them. It was not a very easy thing to watch at
all. Oh, no.
Why would you voluntarily do that?
Because, I mean, it's literally like they have footage from like when they first found them. And stuff. It's like it's part of history that people know of, but no one has ever seen.
Yeah, that when they finally go find Auschwitz and Dachau. And,
yeah,
and,
it's
God.
Rough.
Yeah.
So you need things to kick off on more of a lighter note. So,
which would be anything like kicking puppies.
So Shadow of the Thin Man, the 1, 2, 3.
Nick and Nora.
Yes, the fourth in the Thin Man series. Quite funny. You can tell that they have their kid. They have a kid now.
Do they still have the dog?
Oh yeah, yeah. Asta is still.
Yay.
Asta still gets last billing. Asta still gets final billing in the film. So it's a fun little mystery, and actually a good little mystery to try to solve. But they have a lot of fun along the way. I've watched the 1925 version of The Wizard of Oz, which is so strange. It's the one with Oliver Hardy in it.
Oh, yeah, that's the original.
There's been so many. There's like, you should check out an Oz show we did once. We give a whole history about all this. But this one is the weird one because, like, most of the people from the farm get to go to Oz in this one is how they do it.
Oh.
It's a very strange thing. Watch Dementia 13. This is Francis Ford Coppola making a film for Roger Corman when they finished shooting a movie early and had some extra money, and he gave it to him and said, hey, make a movie.
Wait. Francis Ford Coppola made a film for Roger Corman.
Yeah. This was back in the day, man. This is probably back when he was still just Francis Coppola. Or
Frank.
Hey, Frank. Frankie.
It's Frankie Coppola.
Yeah, basically, because put it this way.
What about Frankie Cage? Nah, I hate that name.
Psycho had been just enough of a newish film where Corman's like, hey, give me something like Psycho to Francis Ford Coppola. And
wow.
It's an interesting film. I think you should people should check it out. It's got its moments. It really, really does. I have rewatched Stephen Moffat's wonderful, crazy, amazing, everyone should see Jekyll, because that series is so good. That is the modern day. It takes place now,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a guy who's turning into His name is Dr. Jackman.
But no, he wasn't Hyde, yeah.
Right. Well, except every there are only six episodes.
Well, of course, it's a British show.
He made one season. The BBC was like, never said another one. It could go anywhere. But those six episodes are some of the most amazing bits of television you will ever see. It is such an interesting take on the Jekyll and Hyde mythology. And, oh God, I'm trying to remember his name now. James Nesbitt. James Nesbitt. They go this way where they're not doing Hyde. It's just an outright monster. So Hyde...
Is he the Nutty Professor?
It's not like that. So Hyde still sort of looks like him, except people that know Jackman, when they see... They figure, oh, he's got to be related, because Hyde is younger, has more hair, is a little taller, doesn't weigh as much. So, and the look, the way he pulls off these two distinct characters is just... If you like watching Hannibal Lecter, you will love his Hyde. I swear to God, you will.
Is it as impressive as the original stage performance that was referenced in?
You never see that kind of thing happen. But his eyes do change colors, like losing the weight and being taller.
Interesting.
That's all kinds of really great stuff. So some comics. I read my Batman Death of the Family, taking place in the New 52 universe.
This is where
the Joker shows up after having been gone a year, and after having previously removed his own face.
Yeah.
So the Joker is back, and he's got his face back, which he now has stapled to his face, which is just a strange thing.
Wow, as if the Joker couldn't get any creepier.
Oh, yeah, they decided to go ahead and just make him as twisted. This time the Joker has decided that all the members of Batman's extended family, your Robins, your Batgirls, and all this stuff, they are really, really taking away and diluting who Batman is and what he is, so he should probably get them all and kill them. So good times.
Yeah, because he needs to keep Batman around. So he has a nemesis, you know, he has a playmate, but he doesn't need all, you're right, he doesn't need all those extraneous bat people.
No, there's far too many of them, and after all these Robins, craziness. Yeah. Craziness. Read the third collection of Wonder Woman, I think this one's entitled
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, oh, so good. Azriello does such a wonderful job with the mythological characters in the DC universe. It's such a fantastic thing. There's even a very clever small little cameo / shout out from the 100 Bullets universe in that I really like. Okay. You should read that. That's a fantastic.
Yeah, I need to read that.
Fantastic thing.
Do you have all of it in paper copy, or you have part of it?
100 Bullets. Uh-huh. I've got the first 7 or 8. So no,
bullets?
I do not. Yeah. Well, it's not. Each one is not about a bullet, so it's
like 1,000 points of light.
Yeah, something like that. So I've picked up Rayman Origins for the 3DS because we're getting close to...
Five minutes to Wapner.
So we're getting close to at the time where Club Nintendo, their year goes from July to June, so you have to get X amount of coins to qualify for a prize. I was close, so I wanted to get something.
Okay.
So this is not what I meant to get, but I look on... I go in there and I look because, well, you know, remember a game called Out of This World?
No.
Early 90s computer game, very stylized. The actual name of it's Another World. They have like a 20th anniversary edition of it out now. I was thinking about going to get that. However, I look and like Rayman, the game that's like you can go buy the cartridge for like $30 was on sale for like $6 in their store to download. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get that. That's probably the best Nintendo platformer Nintendo never made. It feels very much like an old school Nintendo game in a very beautiful.
There wasn't any part
world.
Of it that you played with your butt.
No, not that. I mean,
that was Rayman, right? Or no, the Rabbids.
The Rabbids, yes.
Okay.
Yes, the Rabbids who really, really overshadowed Rayman for a while. So it's good to see him have some. And I did go get to play the demo of Super Smash Brothers at GameStop during their weekend of that because. Oh, God, that's going to be so fun. That's going to be so good. So, sorry, but it's good stuff. I enjoy Smash Brothers. And now, since they have the thing with the Wavebird, you'll be able to play it on the controller that God meant for you to, and that is the Wavebird. Did I mention it's the greatest controller ever made?
I think you've mentioned that once or 20 other times.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, to your underground lair, it's GRD News.
Yeah, so as you know, we've set up our Patreon account, and that's where you can give a small donation on a monthly basis and help us to bring back The Daily Show and fund some new equipment purchases and basically make the show a continued reality. And I wanted to give a special shout-out to Ryan Mercer, Jesper, and Karen Carruthers, who are our first three patrons.
Hey, wow.
Yay.
Well, thank you, guys.
And so we really appreciate it. We'll continue to keep bringing you the great GRD that we can, and anybody else who's still out there, they're... it's a sticky post on our Facebook page and also at the top of our blog. If you have any questions about it, you can also email me at flinstress@geekradiodaily.com. Additionally, you can also get our app. I mean, we still are bringing you all the geek without the wait in so many different varieties of ways. So, yeah, that's what's going on with us.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News.
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. We still... do not have X-ray glasses.
Yeah.
No matter how much you look at comic books, and they don't have that shit on there anymore, do they? There are no X-ray glasses. However, there are X-ray guns. The recently released X-ray gun is the first device of its kind that a soldier, of course the military has it, that a soldier or would-be superhero can hold in their hands. It's about the size of a bread box, which is going to make 20 questions great.
Oh, yeah.
It works with the press of a button, allowing the user to actually see the outline of organic material buried beneath cloth, leather, or even aluminum by running the X-ray gun over the material and zapping it with low-level X-rays.
Wow. So is the application so they could tell if there's a person or...
They can tell organic material. Mm-hmm. So if it's like... if you see something and you get like organic material in the outline of a human, there is a good guess that it is, unless Hannibal Lecter has gotten really clever again, which is possible.
But this would be good for like recovery and rubble and that type of stuff.
They did a demonstration where they could see through boxes, bags, car seats, airplane wings to show organic compounds, everything, bricks, simulated cocaine, paper, ammonia, handful of grapes. So they found the representatives from the American Science and Engineering said they would run the over it, and that organic compounds appeared bright white and distinct from the dark inorganic material. So yeah, you would be able to, if the power of it, they're still low level X-rays, so too much debris, but yeah, it could be used in rescue operations and all kinds of stuff.
Science is so cool.
Isn't it?
I got another good science
story. And you can give
story.
People you don't like cancer.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was a low level. Low
well,
level.
If you keep using it.
You just pointed at the bird.
Yeah, I did.
This one goes up to 11.
Yeah.
Well, in other cool science news, the FDA has approved a wearable robot exoskeleton.
Robot.
For home use for patients who are currently confined to a wheelchair. So you remember, it's kind of, you remember Artie?
Artie, when he got the magic suit.
When he got that magic suit. Well, it's
they
sort
wore
of like.
Once.
It's sort of like that. Well, it broke.
They did say it? After a season, they there was a quick line about how it like worked for like half an hour and then
it broke. Yeah. But anyway, so it's a revolutionary product. They've got some pretty cool pictures of it. They're calling it Rewalking.
Okay.
And come on, go skip that ad. Okay. And they've only they have had these for a while in rehabilitation settings only, but now they're finally approved for home use. So, you know, it could be kind of freaky, I think, at first to see somebody walking around with like a robot skeleton. But at the same time, think about all these people who couldn't walk who now will be able to walk. It's just really cool.
Yeah, but you know, like 9 out of 10 of them are going to walk around going, "You have 20 seconds to comply."
I still want the hover chair.
If you want to live,
I want the hover chair.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool too.
Hover around.
Hover around.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Work on that. Make the commercial. Have it for next show.
Okay.
Write that down.
Well, we've got like two news stories that are coming out of Star Wars camps right now.
What?
You know that.
I want to go to Star Wars camp.
That would be so great.
Right?
Yeah. The problem is they would drop you off and it's like, oh yeah, this is the Tatooine camp. Enjoy
better,
that.
Better than Alderaan.
I did basic training in Texas in San Antonio in July.
That was basically Tatooine.
I think I could deal with it.
You see two stars. All right.
You know the worst part of that? I'm very sorry. The worst part in the morning when we're out there exercising and shit.
Yeah.
You can see the goddamn golden arches just right over there.
Every morning.
Bastards. Oh, you sons of bitches.
Bacon. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you could smell the grease.
Good.
Great.
You really
I know. Well, the lead actor, Harrison Ford, is out of commission for 2 months because of an accident that he had
They really played this down because they didn't make it sound like it was that big a deal to start with. Yeah. And even had the joking picture.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he got medevaced out there, and now they've shut down production for 2 months because of the injury. He has a major role in the film, and he's the major character, so they kind of have to have him. Foot.
Oh.
His foot and his ankle.
That was a reference.
Dropped the door on it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Was it a fridge?
But
if he'd been in the fridge, he would have been okay.
He would have been.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Protected.
No radiation whatsoever. On Monday, rumor resurfaced that they could possibly cause a delay or postponement in the actual release of the film.
What?
Because right now it's still expected to be released in December 18th of 2015. And J.J. Abrams and the producer, Karen Kennedy, is going, no, please back this up a little bit. We're already behind schedule and you want to back us up? No.
No chance.
Disney will not back this up.
But here's the thing that's nice to know is Harrison Ford is in the movie enough to have, I mean, like that you could think, oh, well, they'll just shoot other stuff where we're not with Han Solo. But that means Han Solo's in the movie a lot, which is good news.
Like I said, he's supposed to be the major character. He is the star of this and he had a major accident and Disney's going, patch him up. Well, CGI his leg.
Get
cut
him
it
back
off.
Out there.
Yeah, you know.
We can take their legs off. We can put them on in post. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
We can build him. We can make him stronger.
Yeah, the $6 billion man.
We'll get Andy Serkis. We'll make a...
We'll get Terry Crews as a Barry Polly double.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll work.
It's not a problem with that at all. Not a problem.
So, yes. So, right now, they're going to keep it for 2015, but everybody in the picture is like, can you give us, like, 6 more months?
Oh, please, won't you? So, that's what we call news. And you can follow all kinds of news, as well as silly little memes involving Yoda by following... Did you see that one?
Yes.
Young I was. Needed the money I did. Over there on the Facebook page or in the forums at geekradiodaily.com.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed, we do. That's one of the best transitions that I've done in a long time. Hey, I haven't seen Frozen either. No desire. I hate that style of animation, and I'm sick and tired of seeing Frozen GIFs on my Tumblr feed. Agreed on the voices on My Little Pony are annoying. It's essentially Adventure Time if Sarah Silverman was allowed to do the voices.
Oh.
I think that would be an amazing goddamn show, because I love Adventure Time, and I love me some Sarah Silverman. Yes, I do. Oh my god, wait. Now he's going to make us fight. Cloverfield sucked.
Oh.
And sucked is in all caps.
Oh, no, it did not.
No, it did not.
No,
it made me
it
a little bit nauseous, but, you know, I wouldn't say sucked.
No. I dreamt a few days ago they finally made a Buckaroo sequel. It was great. It would have to be great. It would have to be.
It would have to be.
A Jack the Ripper. Watch the UK series Whitechapel and also the movie Time After Time if you have it. Now Whitechapel, that's different.
If you fall, I will catch you.
No, not that one. That's different than Ripper Street, because I'm definitely about to dive into Ripper Street. That's going
to
happen.
Is that when Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
No, that's not. White, no. Okay. Time After Time is the wonderful...
Harold and Kumar go to Whitechapel. Wow.
No, Time After Time is David Warner as Jack the Ripper. And oh my God. I can see him. H.G. Wells, Anthony, no. Shit.
Malcolm
McDowell, not Anthony McDowell. God damn, I had a moment there. Malcolm McDowell's H.G. Wells. David Warner is Jack the Ripper. And of course, like every movie that H.G. Wells is a character in, they do not have him as a writer. They have him as an inventor. And he's actually invented a time machine.
Yes,
and
wrote
Jack
about
the
it.
Ripper steals it.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah, and H.G. Wells has to chase him in time.
And they go to McDonald's,
yes. H.G. Wells.
And he murders some fries.
No, H.G. Wells is not Jack the Ripper.
H.G. Wells goes to McDonald's.
And, so like, and he murders some
fries. So the guy in front of him is like a big truck-driving guy or whatever. He's like, yeah, give me a Big Mac, large fries, and a Coke. And H.G. Wells steps up and is like trying to finish. He's like, give me a Big Mac, fries.
And some tea.
Oh, and an iced tea, please.
and some tea, please.
Oh, you have tea on the menu.
It's a wonderful movie. Mary Steenburgen is in that as well.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cornhole isn't a Southern thing. It's a Midwest thing, too. We've had cornhole here as long as I can remember, so 25 plus years. That long?
Yes,
wow.
But unfortunately, that's not a game there. There's a lot of corn out there.
We have cornhole tournaments here. At work a few times a year.
Yes, it involves butter.
You people in the colonies are just peculiar. And that's from Ryan. So
in the colonies?
In the colonies.
What were the original 13 colonies?
He says a lot of things in here that are strange, though.
Yes.
Right.
He badmouths Cloverfield and Sarah Silverman, and those two things will not stand, sir.
I've got a message about Gattaca. Everybody loves to write us about Gattaca. It's a good movie. And it says, Gattaca is one of my favorite films.
See?
Like several other films, once you've seen it once and you know how the film ends, it becomes another film on subsequent viewings.
True.
Motivation, lines, and minor, some might say throwaway scenes, take on a new weight and meaning. I could start listing things, but the email would get really long. Even if you aren't into the retro futurism, it has a great look. I can almost imagine it on double feature with Things to Come. Or maybe a George Pal movie like The Time Machine. It doesn't have the explosions, shootouts, or much in the way of physical violence to really make it a mainstream hit. You just have to think too much. Seeing how mature the ideas in the film are, I do wish they had gone for an R rating rather than PG-13. Aside from not having to dumb it down, some 90s Uma Thurman flesh would have helped the box office.
It couldn't hurt.
On the other hand, from a gossip standpoint, you can still see some interesting stuff. She clearly seems to be way more into him than he is into her. Yes, I noticed the first time I saw it. In retrospect, you can totally picture him marrying the nanny after they get divorced. Oh, well. The oven timer is going off. I look forward to your next episode. That is from John.
Well, thank you, John. That is, like I said, it's a really, really good movie. And yeah, you watch it again and you get to see it a different way. But, you know, like a lot of movies I love, I just don't see me going, hey, everybody. We're going to watch something tonight? Let's watch Gattaca. It's a really good movie, but it's not that kind of movie. And yeah, that's kind of to its detriment, which is...
Is it better than Orgasmo?
See, no. Orgasmo...
I saw Orgasmo recently again, so I was like, yeah.
That works on that. Elder Young. I could laugh at that all day long. Yeah. All day long.
Totally different genre. Like apples to...
Yes.
Bananas.
Apples to pizza.
Pizza. Oh.
Apples to not even a food.
Basically. I don't want to sound gay or nothing. Gasmo, good stuff. Hey, if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn, or all at geekradiodaily.com. Or you could send yourself a voice message to
510-GRD-CREW.
That's where now, who?
510-GRD-CREW.
Calling online.
And now, with a look at the many places you can go to get your geek on.
Are you sure this is a sci-fi convention? It's full of nerds!
It's the GRD Con Report.
Con! It's the GRD Con Report telling you all the places to go and get your geek on. Let's start with the 4th of July holiday, the 3rd through the 9th.
Yeah, if you're not cooking out or waving an American flag.
Yeah, or getting drunk off your ass.
I'm drinking and waving flags.
Fireworks, let's shoot off some fireworks.
Let's blow my hand up. Let's call me Lefty.
Celebrate the independence of your country by blowing up a small part of it.
Yep. All right. You have Convergence, which is in Bloomington, Minnesota, which, it's going to be all things that converge. WesterCon, which is the permanent site in Salt Lake City, Utah, and In Conjunction, 34, which is in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And then the following weekend, the 10th through the 13th, we have Kineticon in Hartford, Connecticut.
Interesting.
We also have ReaderCon 25. Ooh, where people just read. That'd be awesome.
Nice.
That's in Burlington,
Massachusetts.
Maine.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, okay. Yeah,
Burlington,
yeah,
Ma. I guess. It's Ma. In Burlington, Ma.
Ma.
Burlington, Ma. We also have G Fest 11.
21.
I 21. Okay.
It's okay. I screw these things up too.
21.
21.
Movie
it's,
monsters.
It's
all
legal
about that
to
kind
drink
stuff,
now,
right?
Yeah, movie
in
monsters
Chicago,
cool.
Illinois. And then we also have Portland Zine Symposium in Portland, Oregon. All about magazines.
Which is not about the Zune, because there wouldn't be that many people.
Probably about
there.
Zines. The following weekend, the 17th through the 20th, you have DetCon 1, and I don't know what NASFIC means, but it's in Detroit, so go there and figure it out. Also,
I think science fiction is in there. SF
sure,
is science fiction.
That makes sense. Nikon, nice. Northeastern Writers Conference number 34 in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. What's because you keep interrupting me? Ancient City Con. It's a sci-fi gaming and anime convention in Jacksonville, Florida.
One of our oldest cities of the country.
Yes,
it's an ancient con secret.
It's so long ago.
And then you have Armadillo Con, which is in Austin, Texas, on the 25th through the 27th. You have Confluence, which is in Mars, Pennsylvania.
Aww.
Yeah. And you have Diversicon, which is in St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's one of the most diverse cities I can think of.
It certainly is. Yeah. They have so many different things at that convention, too.
Yeah. They have, like, things that go boomp and things that go beep.
And things that go bump in the night.
All right.
I actually have done the count voice at my wife this week, going one, No, it was two boobies,
Next time, do the Count Floyd voice with that. That'll work even better. So, if you'll just, you know, hopefully you're in a nice comfy spot, because we're going to be away for just a second, but then be back to talk about all kinds of crazy things, because apparently it is the summer.
Yeah, apparently.
And that means, you know, there aren't reruns really anymore. So we'll talk then.
Mm.
Well, not really. Mm.
What did you do yesterday? Did you accomplish anything? Did you spend that chapter of your life in a meaningful, fulfilling way? Time is fleeting, so they say, and so we must all live each day as though it were our last. Well, it just might have been your last, but what I did yesterday was to steal an alien time machine and to save the universe. And yes, that's twice now. You're welcome. I'm Casey, interstellar con artist, and I return in Space Casey Season 2, a sequel to the award-winning audio drama from Christiana Ellis. You can find all of my adventures at spacecasey.com. You'll love it. Trust me.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yo, yo, what up, Empire TV? This is your boy TK429, a.k.a. Supernova. We on the east side of Coruscant, and this is my crib. Come on, move along, move along. Yeah, so check this out, man. This right here, this is actually one of the only remaining pieces left of Alderaan. You know, when that thing blew up, there was just sweet stuff rotting all over space. People don't know this, but Wookiees make the sweetest milk. I mean, they hard to milk, but they yield the sweetest cream. This right here is my kitty cat Starlight. He was on the Death Star when it exploded. I had his litter box right next to the exhaust port. You know, he wasn't no bigger than like a baby womp rat, and I like to think that he was vaporized instantly. I love you. I love you, Starlight. Now let's check out downstairs. Here we got downstairs, we got the game room. Got my boys over there. What's up, fellas? This is the theater room. I got so much damn square footage, you don't even know what to do with yourself. Coming to the dance room. Got my boy DJ Capoeira down there busting a move. Maybe you've seen him recently on a twerking video. You gotta check it out. This whenever beat calls, my record went triple platinum. Other than executing Order 66, this is probably the proudest moment of my life.
And welcome back.
Wow.
Well, they're showing all kinds of things this summer.
Yeah.
They'll put anything on the air.
They will.
Episode 227, which unfortunately is not the 227 episode, of GRD's Weekly. And yes, they're summer and things are different. Used to, that was just reruns and we would go outside and play all day.
Yeah. But so, screw that. Yeah. Since global warming, it's too damn hot out there.
I'm going to stay inside, turn up my air conditioning, play some Xbox, and maybe watch some new shows because there's a new season and that's your summer season.
Summer season's out and there was a lot of different things that would not be normally be put onto broadcast television
ever.
Onto the fall season or the spring season. But now that's half the summer season because some people watch TV during the summertime. Let's see. I've got a whole litany of stuff.
Well, do you have them in chronological order?
I have some of them.
I've got them by day.
Okay.
Like Sunday, starting Sunday.
Oh. You have them by day of the week.
I have them by premiere dates.
I have them by premiere dates.
No, I just have them by day of the week.
Well, go ahead and start, and then
we'll bounce around. Who gives a crap?
Sunday. So, well, already started because the summer season apparently starts before the summer.
Yeah.
So Showtime
like
kicked
May
off.
Like May and early June, yeah.
Showtime in May kicked off, and a bunch of people have been talking about Penny Dreadful. So that's been interesting. It's like some kind of Timothy Dalton is in this thing. Eva Green. It's a Victorian era London weird Frankensteinish and Dorian Gray shit. Dracula characters. There's just a hodgepodge.
No Flash Gordon in it.
No, unfortunately not yet. I don't have the thing up at the moment. Let's see. AMC American Movie Classics has shows now, which is
yes.
Well, they have The Walking Dead.
They do, but more and more shows. Halt and Catch Fire, which is a dumb title to me.
Yes.
Isn't it supposed to be Stop, Drop, and Roll?
Well, that's if you don't do it right.
Yeah, yeah.
If you stop, drop, and roll, you will take off a fire. If you stop and catch fire, then you're kind of screwed.
It's three people trying you know, trying to invent the great grandfather of the box you use. I don't know. It's some weird, crazy little show. It's set in the 1980s, and he's getting people together for computer pioneering to build.
Yeah.
To build those.
It's not the job story.
Very recently, just on Rising Star, yet another one where we're going to get people to sing and try to pick who's the best one.
You download the app and then you vote.
You can vote live as it's happening.
Wow.
Yeah, this is another crap idea.
People are into it. We crashed Twitter, apparently. I don't say we like as if I participated in that. I just meant we as a people.
Okay. Does anyone really remember who the last three American Idol winners were? We have too many of these singing shows now. Okay, yeah. That's all I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
Hell, who won The Voice last month?
I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kelly Clarkson?
last month? No.
She's really the only one that I ever remember.
She won the very first one.
I know, I'm messing with you.
All right, Michael Bay's The Last Ship is on TNT.
Yes, I actually have seen the pilot of this one. Seen the first episode. It's gonna be a good show. What happens is it is set up as there is a global pandemic.
Right.
And this last ship has been in the Arctic Circle doing research trying to find the cause of this pandemic.
And Kurt Russell.
No.
Oh.
No, no Kurt Russell, no thing.
No, trying to find Kurt Russell.
No, not Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay, sorry.
They're had radio communication blocks for 4 months. They don't know what's going on. They come back and they realize that this little flu has gone worldwide. 80% of the population is infected, and a lot of people are going to die.
Okay, so what are they going to do about it?
They're going to fix it. Because they have one of the leading people
who has possibly created
the cure.
Okay.
So yeah.
So then they're immune from this.
No.
Virus. Oh
no. They can't be immune. They have to stay on the ship. When they go out and leave the ship, they can be contagious. It's airborne.
Okay, so all the parts of the ship are airtight when they're inside of doors?
No, they just weren't anywhere
near
anybody. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that means then.
You're
going to
need a bigger boat.
Probably.
That was quite a setup for that.
It certainly was. I had to work on it a lot. BBC America has The Musketeers.
Yes. I heard this isn't... Well, let's see what I got this
How many of them?
They've got four.
At least three.
Oh. They got four up on the main screenshot. There's like four main of them. But, you know, it depends on where it's set in because there were a lot of Musketeers until there were only the three and then there were the four.
But for you people who are really jonesing for your Doctor Who, Peter Capelli has a role as a cardinal.
Oh, he's Cardinal
shot.
Richelieu?
Yeah. He's shot before.
Yeah.
You know, he got the role for the Doctor.
You know, because it's a summer show. True Blood's back for its last season, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you.
Oh, suki.
Falling Skies is back for its final. I don't care.
Now, I have seen the preview for the. I've seen the pilot for this one as well.
Sure.
It just come out.
The pilot for Falling Skies?
For the fourth season.
Well, it is a pilot because it's a new show every year.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a new show this season, too, because.
There's Nazis.
No. They lost.
Yeah.
It's 4 months after they pretty much have lost.
Right. But the same creatures that wanted to put like the spinal cord things on the kids and wanted to kill all humans.
Skitters?
Yeah, skitters.
The spinal column thing, whatever.
Right.
But the whole they worked for the other people. They wanted these. They wanted human.
Oh, yeah, they
children.
Worked for the fishhead people.
They wanted human children had this thing on them and human adults killed. And now we're not going to worry about the kids, but we're just going to keep everybody in a concentration camp.
Well, they're going to keep the adults there.
Sure,
they've got the kids right now. They've got the kids in indoctrination camps.
Yes,
because
it's Nazis.
It's Nazis.
Tell me it's not Nazis. It's goddamn Nazis.
It's
and I'm like, I'm so tired of this show.
I'm still watching it. Right. You still watch Glee, so we'll
do
that one.
Glee didn't keep trying to figure out what it was supposed to be. It just kept changing.
It
just lost track of what it was.
Yeah.
Right.
It's much bigger difference.
Completely different.
Much bigger difference. Unforgettable is on CBS.
Yeah. This is the third season of this one? Yeah,
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
And that's not a joke. I'm not going for the...
It was forgettable, I guess.
It really was.
This was originally a fall premiere show for CBS, and then they kind of like, let's put it in the summertime. So it's basically a detective who cannot forget anything.
So we tried one of those like a year or two ago.
It's the same show.
Oh, okay. Is it?
It's the same show, yes.
Huh. I thought they canceled that.
No, they moved to the summertime.
Wow. Okay. Reckless is also on CBS. This is, you know, you've got lawyers who have an attraction to each other.
Okay.
Yeah. while objecting
to
type A people fucking each other.
While objecting to each other's arguments, they can't object to the fact that they want to bone is actually a description.
No, it does not. No, it did not say that.
On TV.com's website, wow. It says, and I quote, while objecting to each other's arguments, they can't object to the fact that they want to bone. It stars Adam Rodriguez and...
Wow, they put an intern in charge of that one.
And then the next line is, do we need to tell you what happens next?
They bone.
They bone.
HBO The Leftovers premieres tonight.
Yes.
And I want to check this out.
Yeah, I'm not sold on this one, but I do want to give it a shot, I think. This is the quote-unquote rapture or whatever happens and a whole percentage of people disappear.
Yeah,
but it's not the rapture because they're not like the good people. Yeah. They're just random people.
Just 2% of the world's population disappears and the whole world goes to shit.
And, you know... And if Christopher Eccleston and Liv Tyler can't figure it out,
nobody can.
God help us all. Lifetime has The Witches of East End, which is not The Witches of Eastwick.
Not, yeah,
but apparently they're in the same neighborhood area. They're in the cul-de-sac, I guess.
Oh, okay. No,
they're east of something.
Ray Donovan's back on Showtime. Okay.
Yeah. Ray Donovan. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Masters of Sex is back on Showtime, which is just an interesting.
I want to see that show. I really do.
It's like watching the Neeson's Kinsey movie because it would be the series of that, and that would be kind of interesting. The Strain, not Scott Sigler's Infected, is on FX.
Looks a whole lot like it.
Looks a whole lot like it.
Yeah, this is
Billy the Bull.
Del Toro.
And Carlton Cuse from On an Island. Yep, he's part of that too.
Yep.
But
On an Island.
Yeah, but see, Del Toro had a movie trilogy called The Strain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is like the show of the movie trilogy. But apparently you don't need to know that because people are enjoying it without any idea. Lifetime's got a series of The Lottery. Is this based off Shirley Jackson's The Lottery? Because if so, it should only be one episode and shouldn't have been that. Because the Dan Cortese TV movie of the week, I think, really summed it up better than anything.
I don't remember this one.
That's all right. Whatever. Mondays. You got something. Bachelorette's back. I don't care.
Nobody cares.
American Ninja Warrior's back. We got a little bit of that.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a fun little show.
MasterChef.
Yeah, I'm watching that as well.
Whose line is it anyway?
Without Drew Carey, no.
Without Drew Carey, without John Sessions, it's not the same to me. Beauty and the Beast apparently got moved to be a summer show.
That's still on?
Apparently so,
yeah.
Longmire, Katie Sackhoff in a cop outfit in like, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're all about that.
I certainly am. Mistresses is on ABC, which I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, probably nothing you got to worry about.
Major Crimes, TNT, you got another one of those. TNT also has brought back Murder in the First. Do you remember that show from like 95, 96?
Something like that, yeah.
It was like an entire season to do
one crime, one case, one trial. And then you've got Malfoy in this as like possibly the criminal.
Yes, you too.
Well, he's always a bad guy, so he's got to be a bad guy.
Well, Steven Weber's in it too, so maybe he's the bad guy.
Ooh, maybe they're both the bad guy.
ABC has got Switched at Birth. Oh, ABC Family Switched at Birth again. I don't care.
Yeah, nobody cares.
CeeLo's got a show, The Good Life.
Yeah, because since he got too creepy to be on The Voice, they had to give him his own show.
Sure. So I've got something coming out, so sure. Teen Wolf is back for the summer. For those of you that want to watch that, I'd rather watch the movie again, even if I've got to watch the guy whip it out at the end in the bleachers.
How about Teen Wolf 2?
I'd rather watch that in the show.
Yeah.
But werewolves don't box. They play basketball.
Ah.
Let's be quite honest. Season 2 of Under the Dome.
Yes, I'm waiting for this one. This is going to be good.
Going to be kicking off. The CW has Backpackers, which it's a half-hour comedy with friends who want to, they're racing across Europe in search of a missing bride-to-be and a stolen journal, and it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's not what I would think from Backpackers, because I really thought that would have been like a Travel Channel show.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But still, it's, you know...
Seed on the CW. Seed. New half-hour comedy series.
I feed it.
Adam Cornson's a single slacker guy who pays the bills by donating sperm. And there you go. There's your show. So I guess.
And then he has a million kids like Vince Vaughn.
Why not?
Hey, we couldn't call it The Whack Off.
Oh my God. This is about him following the relationships with the families he donates to, and I didn't think that's how that worked.
No, it's not.
So Fox has Hotel Hell, because I guess if Hell's Kitchen was.
Yeah, sure. It's the same show, except it's a hotel.
Hulu is getting into original programming themselves with something called The Awesomes. And when you name something that, you know it's not going to be, and you've set up your own cancellation joke.
Yes.
So I'm going to skip.
At least it's not called Forever.
Forever.
Which is coming up soon.
FX, Kelsey Grammer's back on TV with Martin Lawrence as two Chicago lawyers from vastly different backgrounds who cross paths as they each face a personal crisis. And Partners on FX.
Uh-huh.
Dallas is back. I Want to Marry Harry. Is that still on?
It already started. I think it's still on.
No, it did start. Yeah.
I don't know if it's still on, though.
Whatever. America's Got Talent.
I think. Sure. I actually think they canceled that one and Riot.
Riot? Oh, because I was about to say, though, the Steve Carell game show is already canceled?
Yeah. I told you that thing was only, it was horrible. It was only going to last like three episodes.
It didn't look that good.
And it lasts three episodes.
NBC The Night Shift. This wants to be the new Grey's Anatomy with the sensitive doctor.
I've seen an episode or two, and it's okay. It's not great.
Their ads are all built around trying to catch a Grey's Anatomy audience. So if that's not what the show is, they're doing it a disservice.
Well.
Will Wheaton, we talked about. Famous in 12. Okay, the CW. Ugh. Goddamn you, Harvey Levin.
The whole premise of the show is terrible.
See, if Harvey Levin is doing this to prove to people that we shouldn't have stuff like this, then maybe.
Okay.
But I don't think that's what it is.
I think it's going,
hey, you two could be famous if you just want to be dumb and vapid and...
Well, you can't, but as we learned on The Soup, you can't be that dumb, because they showed a clip where three or four of the contestants on this met one of...
Lance Bass, or someone else, too,
Lance Bass, or somebody, I don't know, and didn't know who it was, and so they missed a chance to make connections. Pretty Little Liars, I can't believe, is still on the air, but it is. ABC Family
Black
has...
people like that show.
Yeah, well, the lie is still going on after all this time?
they're lying about new things.
It's new lies. Okay. Yeah, it's gotta be.
Oh, they also have a new show called Chasing Life. So, yeah, it's...
Zombies?
No, it's based on some Mexican series about a Boston-based journalist who's got to balance his career with his hectic home life. And okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Royal Pains, Rizzoli and Isles, Perception, Covert Affairs, all that stuff's back. Tyrant is a new show on FX.
Yes, Tyrant.
Yeah, I've seen the commercials for this one. John Oliver did a piece on this real person who was a doctor who's been kind of called back to his family.
Right.
And I don't remember which Middle Eastern country it was. But it reminded me, I was like, oh, they're doing a story about basically that guy.
Yeah. It's let's see, I pulled it up. Man from a fictional war-torn Middle Eastern country called Baldia. Okay. 20 years living in Los Angeles with his new family, but he has to return home and finds himself clashing with his birth nation's culture and sucked back into the political world of his relatives, the father, who happens to be the dictator of the country.
So it's Robin and Mary in the series. Okay, sure. I'm happy that on July 1st, Drunk History is back.
Yes!
Oh, that show is great.
Thank you, God. Drunk History will
be back. Just in time to celebrate our independence.
Indeed.
By killing your liver.
Hulu also has a show called The Hot Wives of Orlando. It's a parody of shows like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So.
Oh, good.
So
good for that. Good. Good.
Yeah. Food Fighters on NBC. Amateur cooks, and they have three lifelines, and they face off against a pro and have to make the signature dish of somebody famous. A blind taste test by the judges. La 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 la. Sci-fi.
But
wizard.
Do they ever actually have a food fight?
That'd be great.
That boy is a
P-I-G-P. Oh! Face Off is back. Wizard Wars is a new show on Sci-Fi. So
Wizard!
Yes.
I haven't heard of this one.
This is a team of magicians trying to create the biggest, the greatest illusion.
Oh.
So it could be worth watching.
It could be.
But, you know, magicians backstage getting their girlfriend, getting their...
Yeah, getting the flaws out.
No, thank you.
All right, so Wednesday's moving on there. So You Think You Can Dance, for those of you who watch that show. Suits is back on USA. It's got a following. Graceland, which is not about Elvis.
No, it's not.
Big Brother is back.
I actually watched that show. Still.
Did you?
It's a guilty pleasure. I'm sorry.
Well, it's fine. You can. I tried the first season.
Yeah.
So yeah. I tried all these shows. I've tried, like, these reality shows. I tried.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything.
It's still
anything
a guilty pleasure. I don't watch emphatically, but it's just, you know, just...
ABC Family has Young and Hungry, which I guess is about children starving to death
and
parents who can't get a job.
I think it's about ambition.
Yes.
She's like a chef or something.
Yeah, that's
again, give her a sandwich.
ABC Family also has Mystery Girls, which, you know, instead of the Babysitter's Club, now they've grown up and they're solving mysteries. That's just what I'm going to call it, because I'm not going to read any more about it.
Yeah, I don't care.
They are solving mysteries, so deal with it. NBC has Taxi Brooklyn, not Brooklyn Taxi.
Yeah.
Based on Luc Besson's film Taxi, and I just don't see how this can possibly work.
Well, it's not. They've changed the genders. So it's now a female detective who's a go-getter, and she just lost her license, and the cab driver who was wrongfully arrested, and
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch that.
Wilfred is back for its final season.
Final season
on FXX because whatever, FXX fix. Wilfred is incredibly, wonderfully funny. It's going to be sad to see it go, but good. Go out on a high note. Go out like you should. Yeah. So that's the
on
way
a new network.
No, I think they're going to wrap it up. They're going to wrap it up.
That's what I'm saying. They're just going out on a new network.
CBS has Extant with Halle Berry.
Yes,
she's an astronaut who just got back from like being out in space for a year by herself, and somehow she got pregnant.
And somehow she got pregnant. And there's some government conspiracy about what the hell happened to her.
Dun dun dun.
And of course, we know that what it is that just like Counselor Troy can tell her is that it was given birth so he could go and stop the thing from happening. And that's
I don't
you remember this episode of Next Gen?
Yeah,
yeah. They went through like a nebula or something, and she got pregnant. And the kid like grew up in like 3 days.
Yeah,
and then saved the ship.
Yeah,
yeah. That's that's what this is going to be. Just sorry, The Bridge.
Spoiler alert
on FX.
It's a BS spoiler alert. We don't know. We don't know.
We're just guessing.
We're just guessing. But if we're right,
sure. The Bridge is about like missing people. What is
yeah? It's the bridge between the United States and Mexico and the police on both sides.
Ah, right. That's what it is. Okay. The CW is bringing us a Penn and Teller show. They fool us. Penn and Teller fool us.
Oh, it's not bullshit?
It's not bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit was really good. This is... They actually had a reality show on in the UK, and they basically brought it over, so it's Penn and Teller's reality show of them. Their lives and stuff, I would watch.
Yeah.
Because I'm betting they don't, you know, have cat fights with other magicians.
Probably
and if
not.
So, I'd pay to see you punch David Copperfield in the mouth. All right, sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I really am. TNT.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
TNT has Legends from the maker of Homeland and 24. Sean Bean, who's going to die in the first episode, is a deep cover operative.
At least the first season.
For the FBI, who possesses the uncanny skill to transform himself into a different person for each assignment. So he's in the show, but doesn't have to be.
But
it's Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
But they're not going to show him all the time. Leap,
yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe they'll show him all the time. But yeah, it gets like, you know, it's got comparisons to the Bourne Identity and stuff, whatever. Franklin and Bash is back, and I'm sad that I kind of lost track of that show.
Yeah, we might need to catch back up.
I had a really good time with that show.
Yeah, very fun show.
Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Fox has Gang Related. That's coming back, right? Oh, no.
No, it's still on.
It's on. I thought for a moment this was the second episode, then I remember what this was. This is the very ridiculous looking show that I remember seeing.
Yeah, this is where he's a cop and he's also a gang member at the same time.
Last Comic Standing is back. Mm-hmm. Undateable, which apparently has been a show for a while.
A couple weeks.
Defiance is finally coming back.
Yes.
Yeah, there's already at least one or two episodes.
I've seen those as well.
I want to find a way to watch the first season, without paying for it.
It's not on Sci-Fi's app?
Nope. At least it wasn't. Maybe now that they've started the new, I'll have to double check.
Well, God knows they broadcasted the hell out of them for a couple of weeks beforehand.
I missed it.
Oh, they were running marathons like crazy.
Sci-Fi also has Dominion, which is based on Legion, the film from 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into that, sure.
They also have Welcome to Sweden.
Yeah.
Greg Poehler, Amy Poehler's adorable little brother, produces and stars about something loosely about his own life, 10-episode comedy, about an accountant named Bruce, who quits his job and moves from New York to Stockholm to live with his Swedish girlfriend, and he doesn't know the language.
Aww.
Yeah.
And hilarity ensues.
Pretty much.
Fish out of water.
Working the Ingles, not angles, see there?
Mm-hmm.
NBC. It's lawyers. Lawyers who don't have a law degree, though. It's a comedy following people.
They're in Richmond?
Well, they're in debt after their dad dies or whatever, and they're forced to keep the law firm running that
they don't.
The dad ran,
but they don't have law degrees.
So there you go.
Okay.
Rush is back on. No, Rush is a new show. Right. I keep thinking of something different there.
That's the band.
On USA. Yeah.
It's still going on.
It's about
the same song, same show from 20 years ago. It's still going on.
You ready to get some Neoprene up in ya? A hard partying freelance doctor whose discreet approach to sensitive situations comes with a hefty price tag. He'll do anything for the right amount of money. So it's going to turn into that gigolo show real quick. Married's going to be on FX. Anybody heard anything about this?
Yeah, it's a married couple that doesn't quite get along but do, and Yeah.
So it's Married with Children without the laughs?
Sort of.
Okay. USA has Satisfaction, which is not based on the Justine Bateman film.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, no, this one's about, like, cheating and, I don't know, something about that.
Cheating and something about that.
Yeah, something about that.
I saw the commercial for it. And they were all like, I'm married. He goes, well, fine, that's okay. Or I don't know, it was just, yeah, well, something
dude
like that.
Uncovers, you know, startling truths about his life. His
yeah,
wife.
Let's see.
And then he becomes a gigolo.
He is an investment banker who discovers his wife having an affair, and she's having an affair with a gigolo for hire. Instead of turning psycho, basically... Let's see. I'm going. Yeah, he becomes a male escort himself. Yeah, sure, yeah. Oh, that works.
You're the Worst is on FX. You've got two self-destructive people who fall in love with each other. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But then you have on ABC the show that might possibly be worth watching, and that is The Quest.
I want to see this.
We have to watch The Quest because
it's LARP.
LARP.
It's the called series. LARPing. L live, A action, R role, P playing, live action role playing. Tons of people LARP.
Tons of people LARP.
And it's a LARPing competition show.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Mercy? You wanted mercy? I'm chaotic neutral!
I would have done this show in a heartbeat.
See, that's the thing about this. I feel like this is going to be one of those shows that I'd rather play it than watch it.
I would have done this show in a heartbeat. Yes. I don't even know that much about it. I would have done it in a heartbeat.
All I need to know is... But yeah, I'm going to have to tune into this just to see how stupid they make everybody look, because I'm sure that's what they're going to try to do.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to try to make it look like role models that everybody's they're going to try. So I'm willing to put up with that. Because
I'll be in the backseat like, where is a god of tits and wine?
Hey, once you make a regular TV series that has boffer weapons prominently featured, I'm on board.
Here you go.
It's just that simple. Garfunkel and Oates is going to be on IFC.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes!
It follows the comedy folk duo of Garfunkel and Oates as they try to make it in New York while singing cutesy and dirty songs about anal sex and their lack of sports knowledge because it's two ladies.
Yes.
It's a duo. It's two ladies. Are Garfunkel and Oates. Oates and they sing filthy songs.
Oates is the one that was on The Big Bang Theory for a short period of time, played the girlfriend of Raj.
Yes.
Oh,
the
okay.
one who's very, very incredibly shy.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
So I couldn't play who plays.
It is absolutely, you know, Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, God, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
We need more women in comedy, too.
There you go. Showtime also has Seven Deadly Sins, in which Morgan Spurlock, the guy who made that Super Size Me, explores the seven deadly sins in a new nonfiction adventure for Showtime.
Oh, so he does them?
Sure.
Please say he does them. Because he's already got Sloth out of the way.
Why not? Fridays. Derek is back on Netflix. This is Ricky Gervais playing a very strange character guy.
I haven't seen this.
Really? Well, he got reunited with his strange father in the end of the last one, but he's a strange person. Hey, look, Crossbones is on. What more do you need to know?
Anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to watch the first episode, and I didn't. And then I didn't go back and look for it.
Well, the promo for it, John Malkovich looks just
bored.
Like drugged
bored.
Out of his mind or
he
something.
Looks
He's
so
like, this like pirate show.
Yeah.
Basically, the check cleared.
Yeah. They put this show on before the beginning of summer on Fridays at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Basically, this is the equivalent of putting the... bypass plans in the basement, in the locked thing, in a bathroom.
Right. So the real question is, though, does it deserve to be there, or is this a gross miscarriage of justice like Tales of the Gold Monkey? Good question. Thank you for following me up on that. I appreciate it. Orange is the New Black.
Somebody,
is not,
the one person at home who gets that is like, exactly. I know exactly
there
what
are huge
about.
Stephen Collins fans. They're huge. Orange is the New Black, might as well throw it on Friday because... the entire second season is just on.
It's already on. Yeah.
It's on. So you can go watch it. You can binge because it's a crazy thing they're doing. But wackiness is going to continue to ensue.
Yep.
With ladies wearing orange jumpsuits. Disney Channel. And, of course, a lot of you have been talking about it already. Girl Meets World.
Yes. It's the sequel to Boy Meets World.
So it's their kid, right? Topanga and Corey's kid. Wow.
Yes.
I heard the biggest complaint I believe I heard about the show was there was not enough Topanga.
Aww.
Right.
I can believe it.
Right. Hemlock Grove is back for
because
a second season on Netflix.
Because what I've seen of Topanga, she's a lot of her.
Wow,
oh,
that's mean.
What? No, it's just up top.
Oh.
The CW, Masters of Illusion, hosted by Dean Cain.
Yes! Illusion.
This has, you know, escape artists, illusionists, and various performers, and performing in front of a live studio audience, and you know, Dean Cain is there. The Nick is on Cinemax. It's a 1930s peek at the medical world at the dawn of the century.
Yeah, I've heard something about this. Not a lot. It's just basically, hey, we're not doing meatball surgery anymore. We're actually cutting up people and know what we're doing, somewhat.
Will Arnett.
Meatballs.
Will Arnett, Amy Sedaris, Aaron Paul, and Alison Brie all star in Netflix's animated BoJack Horseman.
Should have led with Alison Brie.
Well, I wanted to save the best for last.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny too.
Yeah, it's Will Arnett. You got Will Arnett on this
Alison
thing.
Alison Brie, dude.
In an animated series.
Yeah. Yeah. So screw America's Next Top Model. Saturday, bet on your baby. You people can all burn in hell. Yeah, this is on ABC. Yeah, it's on ABC. It's been on since end of May. End of May. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, your babies compete, and you're betting on your baby
if they'll do
like
something.
Crawling races and stuff.
Like racing cockroaches and shit.
Oh my god!
Basically, if your baby
to its back.
if you're doing this or if you're doing that, you know, if the baby will do this or do that.
Yeah. So good.
Wow.
Sing Your Face Off is on. That's the thing
that's
on
the
ABC.
One with John Lovett.
John Lovett's apparently has been rocking this.
If I only know your show exists because of the soup, then there's a problem.
This is where celebrities,
yes,
go hop into a tube and get transformed and made up to look like a different celebrity to karaoke their song.
You know what? I think I'd be okay with this.
John Lovett's apparently did Billy Idol. One week, so
I think he did Elton John another week.
He did Elton John another week as well.
Oh,
he is the only person I know who is on that show because his is the only clips that make it to the soup. Because
he's probably the only one that's halfway decent.
Or at least the most interesting of it all.
I'll go with that.
Power is a new show on Stars. Now, you know this gets real. With great power comes great problems. Produced by 50 Cent. It follows James Ghost St. Patrick. See? He's living a double life as a New York nightclub owner and one of the city's top drug dealers. What? And Nino Brown.
Not a baseball star, huh?
Nino Brown. He's not. Unfortunately. See what you did there. Mm-hmm. He's not. BBC America also has something almost royal. Huh? It's a mockumentary.
Yes. And they're almost royal.
yes. This is the, God, what are the, George and something else. And it's kind of Borat style. Where they go and they're not, they're everybody else, nobody else is in on the joke except the two of them.
Georgia and Poppy.
Poppy or Poppy, something. Yeah, something like that.
Poppy. Mm-hmm. And Stars also has something on called Outlander. It's following a married British combat nurse from 1945 who was mysteriously swept back in time to 1743 Scotland.
Yes.
And forced to marry some other guy. You know, some Scottish warrior and stuff happens. Sure. Time traveling nurses. Of the 40s.
From one time that we can't relate to another time we can't relate to.
So we will appreciate her being out of water as we will be completely out of water.
Yes. We will be on dry land.
There will be no water.
There will be no water.
Of any kind. It will be desertish.
Waterproof.
Is what we're saying. So there you go. Anything that really you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to see that other than The Quest because it's going to be the most epically, awfully wonderful thing to watch?
Yes.
So what's your highlights?
It's probably going to be Under the Dome. I'm looking forward to the second season of that.
Okay.
That's a problem with, you know, like putting together my geeky week. There ain't crap on right now. There's not much of a whole crap on right now. I mean, you get reruns of stuff and...
Bachelor in Paradise? Come on, Bruce.
What?
Bachelor in Paradise. Bachelor pad didn't work, so they're going to send him on vacation.
No.
You got Famous in 12, Bruce.
No.
I think there's a handful of shows that will probably give a try, but there's nothing I'm super excited about as far like, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this to come back on. Back when Falling Skies was new, I used to get excited about it, and I used to look forward to Franklin and Bash, so we can get caught back up with that show.
Franklin
I think it'd
and
be
Bash.
Fun.
Defiant.
Yeah, it's Defiant.
Defiance is probably.
Yep. Yeah.
That and Penn and Teller.
I'd like to see that one.
Yeah, Penn and Teller's good. Some of this, you know, some of your cable shows on networks that I do not have. Because Penny Dreadful, I've heard such good things about, and I'd really going to have to find a way to give that a peek. And Garfunkel and Oates, it's that kind of weird comedy
that I want to see.
That I think really does work for me. So which of these make you go, why? Huh?
Everything else.
Everything else?
Pretty much.
Come on, you're not going to call out your dumbest, what's the dumbest show there?
Do I have to limit it down to 10?
Yep.
Hang on a second.
You certainly
do. Let me go limit this down to 10 here.
Because every TV list, every movie list of when stuff comes out, there's always something on there that you look at and go, just like really? Why are you going to
Satisfaction.
Do this?
Let's go with that.
What about Satisfaction makes you sound?
Wife falls in love with a gigolo, having an affair with it, so he becomes one.
The whole thing is just
okay. Let's see.
Perfect sense to me. I don't see how you can possibly.
Shut up. Tyrant, I'm not gonna watch. Teen Wolf, I'm not gonna watch. The Musketeers.
Can I take a moment to sound kind of weird as I do a little slap on ABC Family's Young and Hungry?
Go ahead.
The only thing I know about this show on ABC Family, and you might notice I'm saying ABC Family,
family.
A lot. I'm
family.
Saying ABC Family.
Family.
Because Young and Hungry is on ABC Family and includes the line in one of its promos where the chef, she sleeps with the guy who's apparently going to like possibly invest in the restaurant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So her line the next day is, "I wanted to cook tarts, not be one." And then the laugh track goes. And I'm like, wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
ABC Family?
That's the best you got.
Pretty Little Liars. Okay. So
if that's the best line you got, you are.
So Taxi Brooklyn, I'm probably going to have to check out just because if you're based on anything by Luc Besson, I'm going to have to give you a chance.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Why?
Nope. Nope.
Why?
Nope.
Why do you hate things?
Because they're easy to hate.
And I will have to watch at least an episode of BoJack Horseman because that's just a great.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that one too.
Great, great, great title. That is a fantastic title. You got to give it
that. I think like what most people will do over the summer is, you know, binge watch some shows that you didn't get a chance to get to, you know, go through the Netflix and go through all these other shows that are just kind of like, oh, I never got to that, but let's watch it all in once.
It's too damn hot outside. Let's watch 12 episodes of this.
Yep.
12 episodes of 12 Monkeys? Ha ha! Okay, no?
One monkey each?
All right.
No.
So if there's any shows that you're totally excited about, please let us know. If there's ones you think look stupid, please let us know. Or if there's something that we happen to have missed, good or bad, you should let us know those kind of things. So you want to say goodbye to people before we go?
Goodbye to people.
Before we go.
You guys are dicks sometimes. Just so you know that. So you know. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 96.3.0 license. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Working on it. And again, check us out, Patreon. Go make sure you get the app, all that good stuff. Drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
That's where now?
510-GRD-CREW.
One more time, because we don't know when Bruce is going to heal himself.
510-GRD-CREW.
And we will see you in a sweep.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
If you'd like to be a contestant, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to ICS Talent Hunt, arrow your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
Don't you people ever die!
Yo, what's up? This is my gyro. This is when my TIE fighter's in the shop. Got my name, TK-429. This is all my kills. Don't even look at it. There's like a million. We got an easy joystick. It's like operating the N64. You guys remember N64s? Those things were sweet. Check this out. Finally found them droids I've been looking for.
Sir.
Yo, where's my drink?
My goodness, I'm so sorry. Must endeavor. I'll get it right away.
The freaking droid. This is my boy Spider. My boy Space Jam.
Hey, how you doing?
Turn that stuff up. Let's get it started.
Achuta.
Yo, Empire TV. Thanks for coming and checking out my crib, but we gotta go. May the Force just leave you the hell alone.
You deliberately disobeyed. Super Nerve Hour, more like Super Dead.